Five-star safety has some very interesting comments about Auburn's recruiting.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we're getting ready to rock and roll. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. And we need some juice. We need some juice after, you know, seemingly some other than Alvin Henderson, you got some, I guess, maybe some bad vibes swinging some people's way on recruiting. We needed some juice. And I think we got it late last night, and we're going to discuss it. But before we get started, you know, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. You need to check him out at retirementresults.com. You want to talk about juice? Ford Stokes got the juice. Go to retirementresults.com/plan, and you can get your own free portfolio analysis from Ford to make sure that when you get to that retirement point, you're covered. You got the hard work that you've put to save and grow. You need to make sure that you're on track to be able to close that gap. And he'll take this plan all the way out through your 95th birthday. He's the man with the plan. You can check him out at retirementresults.com/plan. And he can give you the juice, just like we're about to give you the juice on Auburn recruiting. So Ford Stokes, Auburn guy, tell him I sent you. Tell him War Eagle, and make a friend at the same time. So check him out, Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management. All right, so a lot of bad vibes, I feel like. I've been reading message boards. I've been watching Twitter. I feel like there's a lot of bad vibes Auburn's way. It's sort of the Auburn way. You at any point in time, you feel like the sky can fall. You feel like recruiting is just going to go away if you don't get a commit every single day. If you get one bad headline, one bad prediction, the sky's falling. That's just typically the Auburn way. That's unfortunately, we're sort of conditioned that way, and it just sort of is what it is. And last night, we could not have had – I hope everybody saw this. If you didn't, you're going to now. But we got some juice that I feel like we needed so incredibly bad. And I think it's some very, very exciting to kind of break down some of the different things that were said in this quick little interview that I'm going to share with you in a minute. But the Rivals five-star series, their camp series that is going on in Jacksonville, Florida right now. It's the best of the best in the 2025 class, and the best of the best in the 2026 class, invite only. I think pretty much everybody showed up yesterday. Yesterday was like report day. Today there's going to be a lot of competition, so you'll see a lot of guys. Alvin Henderson's there. Several Auburn targets are there, and there's going to be a lot of quotes, and there's going to be some commitment announcements. There's going to be all kinds of action that are going to come from this thing. But last night there was an interview with 2026 five-star safety, the number 22 overall player in the country, according to the On3 industry ranking. He's as high as 12 on Rivals, as high as 18 on ESPN. Just stud safety, Zealous Hicks from Carrollton High School in Carrollton, Georgia. If that name sounds familiar, Shamar Arnaud, 2025 cornerback that Auburn's targeting. And then obviously, Julian Juju Lewis is his quarterback that he's going to play with one more year before Juju graduates and goes to college. So interesting. That team is absolutely loaded. There's several 2026 prospects that are just as good as Zealous. But Zealous reports he's competing in this thing, and Adam Gorney from Rivals interviews him and asks him about Auburn, and we're going to listen to his answer. And if you're watching, watch his face when he talks about Ohio State first, and then watch his face when he asks about Auburn. So here we go.
A lot of Auburn rumors. Let's address it. What would you say about Auburn in your recruitment? Where they stand? What you're thinking?
Auburn stands really high as well. Just real high up there. I like all the coaches. Some of my teammates are there. It feels like home. They're real high up there.
What are they talking about? Hugh Freeze's first season. It seemed like things were trending in the right direction. He's taking over the offense. Is there more excitement kind of coming into that program?
Definitely more excitement, knowing they got crazy recruiting right now. Like, a lot of my guys committed there. A lot of my guys that y'all don't know of that I know is going to commit, that's going. It's big.
Perfect. Again, a top 10 is coming for 2026.
All right, so there you go. There you go. Let's break. Obviously, like we do, we're going to break everything that he just said down. That's 2026 five-star safety, number 22 overall player, Zealous Hicks. The most, first of all, you could tell from his face. You can tell from his face as soon as he mentions Auburn, his face lights up. Smile, big smile comes across, and you can tell he obviously has some feelings there towards Auburn. Auburn's recruiting him very hard. I would, you know, put Auburn probably right now and maybe his top two, Ohio State and Auburn. But right off the bat, his body language sends you some good vibes. But the interesting comment was one of the first things he said, okay? He said, some of my teammates are there. So there's nobody from Carrollton on the roster, okay? So number one, I'm kind of confused. I'm a little bit unsure as who he may be talking about there. Is he kind of foreshadowing that some of the older players in his class may be silently committed or maybe locked in there? Or there is a chance he could be talking about, I think at some point in time he spent some time at Parkview High School before transferring to Carrollton. I don't know how big of a connection he has, but we do have a kid. Jay Crawford is from Parkview, but I don't know. That's a 2-year age gap. I don't really know how well they cross paths. I don't really know a ton about the history of what that, you know, what that relationship. Obviously, it's a team. I mean, I guess he could have been a teammate depending on when they were there at the same point in time. But I don't know, that one kind of caught my attention. My teammates are there. You got Shamar Arnaud that's committing today. I personally don't see it going in Auburn's favor, but he could commit to Auburn. Maybe he's talking about Shamar Arnaud. Maybe he's talking about Juju. Maybe he's talking about some of his 2026 class teammates that may be silently committed to Auburn. It's hard to know exactly what he said, but he straight up said, some of my teammates are there. I looked at some of his 7-on-7 teams he's played on. The closest one that I could find was this past year he played with Zion Gibson, who's a 2026 kid who's uncommitted, but he did just visit Auburn recently. I don't know. There's a ton of different ways you can go there. There's a ton of different directions you could go. He said teammates, multiple. The only one that I could really find that he may have crossed up with, and I could be missing somebody, was Jay Crawford. But again, there's two years of separation between them. He's at Carrollton. I don't know exactly where they would at what point in time they would have crossed paths if it was the Parkview connection. But there you go. There's a future teammates connection that he's obviously – that was the first thing he said. That's the first thing he mentioned. So – there's some form of future team or there's some form of teammate connection there that he sees a lot of value, so much so that he smiled and that's the first thing that came out of his mouth. So I think that's something to really lean into. Hey, what did he mean there? What did he mean there? But even if he didn't mean anything behind the scenes, just to know that there's that connection with a future five-star safety, I think that's big. And another safety from Carrollton, Georgia. So, then you go on a little bit later and he starts talking about, I think he was asked about the changing of the culture, the change, really rebuilding it and sort of Hugh Freeze, turning the tables. And he said, you know, the recruiting is crazy right now. You know, a lot of us that feel like recruiting, when I say us, I'm not including me in this, but there's a lot of Auburn fans that I've noticed, across the board over the last several days, they think recruiting's in the tank. You know, even after you flip Alvin Henderson, you get a couple of predictions, not commitments, but you get a couple of predictions in June elsewhere, and the wheels are falling off. He says recruiting is crazy right now. And then he basically said, you know, there's a lot of guys that I know are committing that y'all don't even know about. and it's going to be crazy. So that's got to get you. That's got to get you fired up. I feel like it's probably heavy on the 2026 side. I've talked about this 2026 class. I feel like there's a really good chance Auburn could land 8 out of the top 10 right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if several of those started to sort of pop here over the next couple of weeks leading up to Big Cat Weekend. It also kind of gives you feelings like maybe he knows something. He obviously knows something we don't know, but maybe he knows something with this Juju connection that we don't know. Maybe he knows a little bit more along those lines as far as who could possibly be coming. So if you can watch that and feel like Auburn's still in the tank recruiting, that it's a you problem. Like you've just got some mental demons you got to work out when it comes to Auburn football. You got some little brother syndrome. You have some issues, PTSD that you need to work out. You need to work out because the kids that we're recruiting clearly don't feel the same way you do. And if you only are going by the information that you have, and what we have is very little, all we can see is who commits, who's visiting, predictions and things of that nature. But if that's all you see and you're not listening to what these kids have to say, I think that's just a you problem. That's just a you expecting everything to go off the rails. That's the only thing that you can really explain that. You just got some inner demons when it comes to Auburn football that you can't quite shake, and you're always expecting the worst. I think that's huge. I think right off the surface, Zealous Hicks, it seems like Auburn is in really good shape with him. I think he was targeted early, and I think that there's something big there that could possibly, there's something big there that could possibly happen. Auburn's clearly in the mix when it comes to a five-star safety in the 2026 class. And then I think clearly he knows that what I've been talking about, there's going to be several commits that start popping here over the next several weeks leading up to Big Cat Weekend. He knows the same thing. He knows that there's some guys that are going to start hitting here soon. And it's recent. It's not like this was 2 weeks ago. This was last night, okay? Like we started falling – and again, when I say we, I'm not talking about me. I'm trying to talk about Auburn fans in general as far as what I see out there. We started falling apart Saturday and Sunday when we saw a couple of predictions and then a commitment date get moved back. We started completely melting. The wheels are falling off. That was Saturday, Sunday. So, I mean, if this was, a Thursday interview, I would get it. You would say, oh, I can't really put a ton of stock in that because a lot of bad stuff seemed to happen over the weekend. No, this was last night. This was something that just happened. This is the most recent info, the most recent quotes as far as recruits feeling about Auburn recruiting that you can possibly have. So, again, you can't use the, things have changed. This literally happened, less than 12 hours ago. So take that for what you want to take it. It's I still think Auburn's in a really good spot. I talked about it yesterday. I still think Auburn's in a really good spot. Still got several big, big targets that nothing's really changed about. Really, you've only had like one recruit that things have really changed about. And that's the commitment date of Herbert Scroggins. Now, he did get a prediction to Miami, not a commit. We'll see what happens. Again, Big Cat Weekend is all that really matters. Who shows up for Big Cat Weekend and the impact that you can make on that visit. Because all these kids, they go on visits, they get the good vibes, they get excited, and things can sort of on the surface seem like they shift. But again, let's let things settle down. You got a five-star, okay? You got a five-star safety saying he knows Auburn recruiting is crazy right now. He knows Auburn recruiting is good, and he knows there's some big dogs coming. He knows who they are. And he said, I know who they are. You don't know who they are, but there's some big dogs coming. Who could that be? There's so many big dogs. We talked about a lot of them on Friday, but there's so many guys out there that have Auburn way, way up the list. And then a lot in that 2026 class. So again, let's just chill. This is a dead period. I mean, we don't have to just completely freak out before Big Cat Weekend gets here. We got a long time, man. We have 30 days. We have 29 days before this dead period ends and kids can start coming back on visits. So we got some time. We got some time to, you know, we got some time to sort of just relax and let this thing play out. And hopefully we just don't continue to go south as a fan base. So let's all hang in there. Let's all hang in there. There's some good stuff coming. You just heard it. I mean, just basically told us, hey, y'all chill. There's some crazy stuff coming. There's some crazy stuff coming. So I could not imagine a better time to have that info than last night. I mean, honestly, just I don't want to say I got my finger on the pulse, but I'm around enough that I can see sort of the confidence in people sort of drop a little bit, and it's amazing how fast that can happen. But I was starting to see it, and I'm just so happy. I'm so happy that this dropped last night, because we really needed a pick me up, and that was I think that spoke volumes. So let's see how things play out. Today there'll be a lot of competition. You're going to see guys like Zealous Hicks, see guys like Alvin Henderson, several other Auburn targets. They're going to be competing today. I'm very interested to see what Alvin Henderson does. I'm very interested to see him compete. You know, obviously people knock on him for a small school. Well, he shined at every one of these camps. I'm curious to see how he shines here as well. So stay tuned, and we'll kind of keep you updated on stuff like that. Follow me on Twitter, and then I'll definitely, you know, be retweeting and putting out videos and things like that. Not putting out, but retweeting, making sure, sharing videos of our guys so that you know kind of what's going on. And again, I really appreciate you guys listening. Subscribe to this page, like this video, get in the comments. Let me know, are you freaking out? Are you freaking out a little bit? Are you sort of that PTSD? Are you sort of that I can't even think of the word, but are you sort of just damaged goods when it comes to Auburn football and Auburn football recruiting, that you just sort of always expect the worst? I get it to an extent, but I think things are going in the right direction. We've already got a really good class on deck, on board. You just got to go ahead and close it and finish it off. So, and there's some good stuff on the horizon. So y'all have a great rest of the week. I hope this early morning juice gets you fired up back about Auburn recruiting. And let's see if we can see some of the fruits of what Zealous was talking about sort of bloom here in the near future. So again, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And we'll catch you tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast, and just stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.